Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:04 on a Fan and a very good Monday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. But as we begin the really what may be the final Summer of Love, a little different look to the Summer of Love this year, as it's myself and Kim Jones filling in here for Evan. Evan will be on in the afternoon with Chris Sims. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Dove Kramer, Brian Riscona on the other side of the glass. It is a different feel now, Kim, to the normal Summer of Love. It will be Evan and I just filling in for Mike, you know, eternally for the entire summer as, you know, Mike takes his 4.5 months off. And now it's a little different now as Evan will be doing stuff with Chris Sims. I'm doing stuff with you. We're going to be all over the map a little bit. So a little different feel to the what could very well be, because I still am not 100% sold Frances is leaving, what looks to be the final Summer of Love.
Well, if I may be very selfish for 10 seconds
here. Yes, you may. Go ahead.
From your lips to God's ears, that personally, for me, this is a Summer of Love.
I understand.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Other than
now
that.
Now you're talking about your personal life.
Right, and that was the personal diversion there just for a moment.
Nicely done by you.
Thank
nice
you,
segue.
Thank you. Yeah,
you I figure floated right into that area.
Well, they say you can speak it into existence.
Oh, okay.
So why don't we speak it?
I've been speaking Jets Super Bowl for almost 50 years, and that hasn't happened.
Right, and that.
So it doesn't always work.
Yeah, which completely dooms my expectations, but that's okay.
Well, I don't want to put you with the Jets because there is no comparison here.
I do see them a lot, though.
Lucky you.
But yeah, the summer, just to sort of wrap that up for just a second on my account, going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to working with you, working with several different people,
right,
I think,
right,
as we all are. So, an interesting time. I also do tend to agree with you that the big guy is not leaving.
Yeah,
Although, he would tell us if he were here, he is.
Well,
I'm not as sure I buy that.
But here's the,
but it might be just you and me at this point who think that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But everybody says he's definitely leaving and this and that. But how could he, after this victory tour that he's going to have and is having, how can he possibly go? But I think that knowing Mike, he could sell it in a number of different ways. He could sell it that, the new ownership begged me to stay. I had to stay. Okay, I had to do it. He could go that route. Or he could go the other route where the people, the fans, Francesa Khan and all of that, they demanded I keep going. So there's a couple different outs that Mike has if he wants to stay.
And all of that's logical. I can see any. And those things are fairly closely tied.
I guess so, to some degree.
People wanting him to stay.
Mm-hmm. So that might happen. But again, he says December 15th is his last show. And if that's the case, then, like I said, this will be the final Summer of Love. I'll believe it when I see it. But, the Summer of Love for the Yankees is starting to get anything but lovely. I thought it was in the bag. I got this bet with the Yankees. Everybody gets mad at me that I mentioned it, but I'm mentioning it again.
Is this the 84?
83.5 over under. So they got to win 84. So I'm still on this 44 wins to go holding pattern. And the Yankees have not played good baseball. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, when they went on that West Coast road trip, they were 15 games over 500. They were 38-23. Since then, what is it? They've lost, 10 of the last 12? They're now just 7 games over. Still right there, basically tied for the division lead in the AL East, which is really up for grabs. Five games separating the entire division. But right now, Yankees not playing very good baseball. Lose 2 out of 3 at home to the Angels. Lose 2 out of 3 at home to the Rangers.
Well, and the Yankees look a little bit like the Mets started the season. Injuries.
Yes.
Compounded by injuries,
which
changed the manager's decision-making, which changed the flexibility. Yesterday, you asked Joe about a pinch hitter after the game. He gives you all the guys not available for many different reasons, by the way, from you know, an allergy that even the Yankees consider mysterious with Holiday to a wrist that apparently Starling Castro injured, what, 6 weeks ago and has been playing through, got a cortisone shot, and he says afterwards he'll play today. We'll see about that.
Aaron Hicks on a DL.
Aaron Hicks, which is a big loss, and who would have thought that, you know, when this season started, how great he's been. So some boneheaded mistakes on the bases yesterday with
Gary
the Yankees.
Sanchez.
It's funny, Joe, and it sounds like an excuse, no matter what team you're talking about, but it goes back to how the Mets started in April, and it, you see it these past couple weeks with the Yankees. When you start to ask guys to do a little bit more or a little bit different because the guy expected to be there isn't performing or isn't available because of injury, guys start to press. It's natural, and that's not when you're going to be at your best. Chase Headley, ridiculous to me yesterday on the base paths, even though Girardi said he had no problem with that one. He blames Sanchez for his. To me, Sanchez is trying to hustle that thing out. It was not a good decision. Right.
Well, he was also getting a stop sign from the third base coach, too. So
then you want to stop.
But, you should,
but to me, the Headley one was at least as boneheaded, although Girardi you know, let him off the hook.
But you know what, though? It's tough when Pineda basically takes them out of the game early. And to me, it comes back to that for me with the Yankees. Look, the Yankees, to me, have enough firepower that they're going to score runs. I mean, Aaron Judge is just having, he's the MVP of the league right now. What a year he's having. He continues to rake. Sanchez is hit a big three-run home run yesterday as well. You know, they're going to score runs. I'm not worried about that with the Yankees. What continues to concern me is the pitching. You got CeCe on the DL, and he had pitched very well going in before he got hurt and went on the DL. Pineda now has had a couple shaky starts in a row. Tanaka looked great the other night. I mean, the game against Texas the other night, he was great. I mean, is that what he's going to be going forward? Or is he going to be the guy that's had trouble in some games, you know, even getting through three innings? So, you know, who knows? To me, it's going to come down to the pitching for the Yankees when all is said and done.
I don't think there's any doubt that Tanaka, listen, the Darvish matchup brought out the best in Tanaka.
He was great.
And that has to factor in my opinion, at least at some level. That's not going to be the case every 5 days. It just isn't. And he has not been that pitcher every 5 days. Now, could he have found something that night? Maybe. They find it for a while. We thought Zach Wheeler found it earlier this season, and then it fell apart.
He hasn't found it the last two starts.
But the funny part to me, Joe, is there are so many parallels between these two teams, even though they are going very different places, we think, and certainly started out the season as differently as you could. Because who would have thought that you and I would sit here the beginning of the summer of love, June 26th, the Mets just were on the road and swept the Giants, and it's hard to really care. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees...
Unless you're a Met fan.
No, but I mean big picture.
Yeah, no, of course.
It's really hard to make a
case. Giants, by the way. I mean, oh my God. They are horrible.
They're horrible. Meanwhile, yesterday, Joe, the Yankees had lost 9 of 11. Sanchez hits that home run to make it, what, was it 6-7-3 at that point?
I believe that's what
And you're kind of thinking to yourself, here come the Yankees.
Right, right.
Even though they fell short.
Right.
So there is a totally different feel when you watch these two teams at this point. You have to believe, though, that the Yankees know they have to turn this around fairly soon. Well, because as well as they started, that division
is wide open
and close the whole way.
5 games between everybody. Look, the one good thing for the Yankee situation is they gave themselves a terrific cushion by opening the season the way they did. I mean, they got to that high watermark of 15 games over 500, and even with the slide, are still 7 games over, even though they've lost 10 of the last 12, and they still, as I said, basically, well, they got a 1-game lead in the loss column still over the Red Sox in the division. So, you know, certainly I don't think it's time to panic yet with the Yankees. But right now, they're just not playing very good baseball. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the pitching. I mean, that was the big concern coming into the season. They hit enough. They score runs. It's going to come down to the starting rotation.
Here's what I would ask you, Joe, from the Yankees' standpoint. What if we have seen the best that this Yankees team can be already? And that doesn't mean they fall off the cliff.
Right.
That
right.
means they don't play 700 baseball.
Right, right. Well, I don't
because
expect
they were
that.
Playing exactly. They were playing so well.
Right.
Their division did not play well, generally speaking. Orioles getting Chris Britton back. They need Chris Britton, though, to start and finish games at this point. They're pitching so bad.
Yep.
But you have to believe.
They're still only 4 games out of first.
Right, and you have to believe with that lineup the Orioles have a run in them. You have to think that at
least.
Well,
they score runs, they hit home runs.
And then you look at the Red Sox. Have they gotten the absolute best they can get out of their pitching so far? No. Have they been injured to some degree? Sure. Could they get better? Yeah. So my point is, if the Yankees even regressed the smallest bit, and we have seen that now over 10 of 12 games with losses,
yep.
what does the rest of the division do? What if Aaron Hicks is out for those 4 weeks?
Well, Ellsbury should be coming back.
Understood, but at this point, Jacoby Ellsbury has not been someone who plays at the level Aaron Hicks has for the first couple months of this season.
He has not.
What do you do at first base?
That's been an issue. They finally got rid of Chris Carter, finally designated him for assignment. You know, Greg Bird is still hurt, you know. We saw Austin come up and get a couple hits the other day. I mean, maybe that's the direction they're going to go more often than not. You could play Holiday there for the time being. You know, I mean, the first base has not been it's been a hole for the Yankees. There's no question.
Do you buy Judge? Do you think this is now who Aaron Judge is, which is one of the absolute best players, not just hitters, but best players in baseball?
I'll put it this way. Here's what I think. And look, he could turn out to be, at the end of the day, Kevin Moss or Shane Spencer. I don't see that. Mm-mm. It looks like he's on his way to being the next great Yankee. I mean, the guy, he's hitting .332. He's got 26 homers. He's got 59 RBIs. He's got a .440 on base percentage. You know,
that to me is the best number you just gave in terms of consistency and remarkability.
I mean, the whole thing is unbelievable what he's done. He's been terrific. He can run the bases. He's good defensively. You know, I mean, it looks like he's the real deal. And it looks like him and Sanchez are going to be that. You know, and again, I don't want to say Mantle Maris, but I mean, you know, maybe it has a chance to be that kind of 1-2 punch going forward.
Yesterday when David Cone was talking about Sanchez, my ears perked up, partly because when I've done solo shows here this spring, I've heard a lot of, move Sanchez to first base, you know, kind of stuff that would be years down the road if the Yankees would consider it, in my opinion, not now, but some callers' concerns in behind the plate. He doesn't have Romine's arm, whatever. He's got a heck of an arm, by the way, maybe just not Romine's ability to call a game at this point, I should say. But anyway, David Cone talked about Gary Sanchez as a generational catcher. Because of his arm and because of his athletic ability
and
the fact that he obviously can hit. And he talked about Judge in similar fashion.
Yeah.
You're right. These two guys, what could they be? I don't know that we even could imagine, but you have to love it. And I happen to love Sanchez behind the plate. I do think he's learning as he goes, but I think that was always the plan for Gary Sanchez when he came to this organization when he was 17.
Yeah. Hey, look, like I said, I mean, these guys have a chance to be like Mantle and Maris were, like Reggie and Thurman were, going back, you know, Ruth and Gehrig or DiMaggio and Gehrig. I don't want to get crazy here. But, I mean, they have a chance to be those kind of guys going forward. And there's no reason to believe Judge is not. I mean, look, anything could happen. He's only, you know, who knows? He could fall off the face of the earth tomorrow. But right now, Aaron Judge is the MVP of the league. I don't think there's any question about it.
I don't think there is. And Rookie of the Year.
Be another Fred Lynn.
I was going to ask you, who's the last guy to win both?
I think it's Fred Lynn.
Is it Fred Lynn?
I think. 1975 with the Red Sox. I'd have to look that up. You could check it out. But I know in 1975, Lynn was the MVP and Rookie of the Year for Boston.
Just to set the scene, I'm the one with the computer in front of me.
Yes,
so
I don't need
a computer. So as Joe made the Fred Lynn, which I'm not doubting because your memory is ridiculous.
No, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's the last one. But he definitely did win Rookie of the Year and MVP.
But Joe gave a little hand wave, if you will, toward my computer.
Yeah, you could check. You could look it up. I'm not sure. But he definitely did it. He might be the last one. I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
Not 100%.
I'm going to find it for you, Joe.
You could do that. It is Fred Lynn, right, Brian? Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
He's quick.
Yes. Very quick, Riscona. Multifaceted dude, Riscona. He really is. You have no idea.
I don't. I don't know much about Brian. I know a lot about Dove.
Yes. Well, Dove is also multifaceted.
Of course, he is.
I learn something new every day about Dove. We're
Tell
not going to get into No.
Oh.
This is between me and Dove.
Oh.
But I learn something new every day. Right, Dove? Exactly.
Oh, Dove is smiling and nodding.
Yes, which is very rare. Usually, Dove is just yelling at me. Oh, we got to do the spot. Let's do the spot now. Oh, we got to read.
You are late for the break.
Am I? We got to go. Let's have the break. But Ingo and Kim Jones will be here till 2 o'clock. Then it's going to be Evan and Chris Sims. And we'll be back. We'll talk more about the Mets. We'll do a little basketball today. I'm sure we'll do some football, all of that. And we'll be back.
J-E-T-S.
God bless. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.